It's Monday, September 5th, 2011. Thanks for tuning into this special all-female singers from the 1990s episode of The Sounds of My Head. Sounds of My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds of My Head. Oh man, do I love that song. That's a band from the UK called Echo Belly. That was the song Insomniac off their album Everyone's Got One. It's from the mid-90s, I think 1994, perhaps. And boy, do I love that song. And it's a great way to open up this special all-female singers from the 1990s episode of The Sounds of My Head, where I'm going to be playing just that. bands with female singers from the 1990s. And Echo Belly, always one of my favorites. Such a good song, that Insomniac. And curiously, with Echo Belly, the lead singer, I think she was born in India, and then one of the guys in the band, he's from Sweden. So really kind of an eclectic group if they're from the UK. And I think they might have lasted for a little while longer. But this is, yeah, like I said, a special episode. It's the first special episode of the year 2011, in fact. I haven't done any this whole year. I've been kind of lazy, I guess, because these special episodes, I usually, I don't know, they require a little more thought or something. But at any rate, I haven't done any this year for no good reason. And I figured, you know, I just really should do a special episode, even if I have no justifiable reason to do a special episode, which I certainly don't have one for doing a 90s female vocal. There's really no reason to do this episode. I will say that all the music on the show is kind of similar, I guess. There's some similar quality to the voices, perhaps, or something, because it's all music that Kelly hates. It's music that my cuter half will not allow me to play out loud in the apartment. So this is music for my headphones, but music that I really liked, you know, 15 years ago or something. So keeping in that vein, Echo Belly, and now how about Belly? That's right, Belly from Boston, Massachusetts. They were really good back in the mid-90s, and I loved the song Feed the Trees and Geppetto and Witch and other songs off their album Star, which we're going to hear a song from now. We're going to hear Feed the Trees. I think it was sort of their biggest hit. I don't know. I don't really remember at this point, but I really liked it a lot. So we're going to hear it now. It's from their album Star, and it's called Feed the Trees right here. Belly, where else but right now on this Female Singers from the 1990s episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Oh,
Boy, I love that song. I just never get tired of that song we just heard. But before it, we heard a band from New York City called Ivy. That was the song This Is the Day. It was off their 1997 album Apartment Life. Really great song, This Is the Day. I love the horns in there. I guess the late 90s, you had that brief kind of ska kind of thing, and maybe Ivy was trying to get in on that with a little bit with the horns. It wasn't ska, but it just had horns. And that was a fine time for music. I think people should be back with the horns. I love horns. Anyway, the song we just heard, Jennifer Trinan from Boston, Better Than Nothing, from her album Cockamamie from 94. And boy, big fan of Jennifer Trinan's Better Than Nothing. Kind of like a female Matthew Sweet is how I always thought of her at the time, but didn't quite have the staying power or something. Anyway, really love that song a lot. And I think I've even put that on the show before. Embarrassing. I feel like I might have, many years ago, I might have put that song on for some reason. Anyway, up next, a band from Maine, Juliana Hatfield III is the name of the band. Juliana Hatfield is the name of the girl, and she was in the band Lemonheads, which it's a Shame About Ray album. She was on there a lot, and I really loved it. And she released her own album called Become What You Are. Pretty good release if you like this sort of thing, and we're going to hear a track off of it that might have been her biggest hit. I don't really remember, but I always liked it. It was called Spin the Bottle. It's a catchy little number, and it sort of reminds me a lot of other things that I'm not putting on the show, because while the show is all female vocalists from the 1990s, it is hardly exhaustive. There's no Frente, there's no 10,000 Maniacs. This is a fairly refined list of a very few number of songs, including this one right here, and I will blabber no more. Juliana Hatfield III with Spin the Bottle, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
My turn in a minute, gonna put my message
Okay, so before the last song, we heard The Cardigans. They're, of course, from Sweden. That was the song Carnival off their 1995 album Life. Always one of my favorites. I love The Cardigans so much. And Carnival is a great song. And Life, a great album. It's just so happy, the whole record. And I always really loved The Cardigans. Never stopped loving them, even when they made songs towards the later part of their career that I wasn't as fond of. But always a big fan of The Cardigans. And after that, we heard Saint Etienne from the UK, another band I've always really had a fondness for, and those guys, of course, are still going strong. Unlike most of the stuff on this show, they're still very much alive and kicking. But we heard a song off their album from 1998 called Good Humor. We heard the song Wood Cabin, in part because something about it always just kind of reminds me a little bit of Carnival, even though there's really very little similarity. Very little. But there's something about the drums or the, I don't know, something about them kind of similar. So I thought I'd put them both on, and of course female vocals from the 1990s. Awesome. Okay, up next, a band also from the UK. They're called Sneaker Pimps, and you might remember the Sneaker Pimps because they had a very popular hit song called Six Underground, the Neely Hooper edit, and of course, I'm not putting on that song because everyone's already heard that song, so what would be the point? Though I am actually putting on that song. Just a different remix, that's what I'm doing, because I love that song so much. So we're putting on Six Underground, the Perfecto mix, which you can get on their Becoming Remixed album. And it's a great song. It's so of its time or something. It sounds like mid to late 90s, whatever it is. And I love it. It could be like Garbage or any of these other bands that were sort of, I don't know, kind of vaguely similar. Here we go. Sneaker Pimps, without any more of me blabbering about it. Six Underground, the Perfecto mix. I like it even more, or maybe just as much as the original version. It's awesome. It's just so good. Here it is. We'll be right back.
Watch this space unopen, defying from grace. Talk me down, safe and sound. Too strung up to sleep. Wear me out, scream and shout. Swear my time's never cheap.
A study that measured the efficiency of locomotion for various species on the planet. The condor used the least energy to move a kilometer. And humans came in with a rather unimpressive showing about a third of the way down the list. It was not too proud of a showing for the crown of creation. So that didn't look so good, but then somebody at Scientific American had the insight to test the efficiency of locomotion for a man on a bicycle. And a man on a bicycle, or a human on a bicycle, blew the condor away, completely off the top of the charts. And that's what a computer is to me. What a computer is to me is, it's the most remarkable tool that we've ever come up with. And it's the equivalent of a bicycle for our minds.
Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the west side." Said, "Hey honey, take a walk on the west side." Candy came from out on the island. Back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given a hit. She said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the west side." Said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the west side." And the car goes go doop 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 doop. City is the place where they said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the west side." said, hey Joe, take a walk on the west side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soft food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the west side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the west side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just spinning away. She was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Volume would have had that bash. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the west side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the west side. And the car girls say, do 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 do.
Oh, I do love Walk on the Wild Side. That was a cover of Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side as performed by the one, the only Vanessa Paradis from France. Where else? Her accent kind of gives it away. From a very early release of hers from the early 90s. Very early, maybe 90 or something. That song came from an all-French release with the exception of that song, which was in English. Barely. I think she was maybe singing it more phonetically than because she really, you know, knew all the words in English at the time. Because, you know, she was pretty young. Vanessa Paradis, of course, gained popularity as a French pop star sensation when she was in her early teens, maybe mid-teens. She was a model, turned singer, eventually turned actress, and I think maybe best known for being the other half of Johnny Depp. I don't know. I mean, she might even not still be that, but she was for a long time, and so I think people know her as that. And I always really liked that song. I liked that cover a lot. Okay. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with music from Amsterdam. That's right, Betty Servert. It's not the name of the person, but it's the name of the band. And they're from the Netherlands, of course. And I thought to put them on in part because I've always really liked the song. It's called Something So Wild, which seemed appropriate after Walk on the Wild Side, particularly given that Betty Servert, or whatever, did an entire album of Velvet Underground covers. So they clearly have similar tastes to Vanessa Paradis as well. And we're going to hear Something So Wild, though. It's not a cover. And I really like this song a lot. I always have. It's a great song from the mid-90s, I believe. So it's from their album Lamprey. Check it out. Betty Servert from the Netherlands with Something So Wild, finishing up this all-90s females episode of The Sounds of My Head. Tries to make her feel weak, and he'll
like a child, but you'll never make a lapdog out of something so wild. Yet a wave of his hand's enough to get her back again. Yet a wave of his hand's enough to get her back again. And I tried to convince her to make it on her own. She's afraid to be a spinster, afraid to be alone. Yet a wave of his hand's enough to get her back again.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Life in Mono, the instrumental version, and Slim See a Girl, the Aloof remix, both by the band Mono, who I really liked a lot in the late 90s. I also talked over Swim, Swan, Swim by Saint Etienne from the Bad Photographer single, one of my favorite Saint Etienne songs, and I do like to talk over that one. I also talked over Paradis by Vanessa Paradis, though I think it was probably really written by Lenny Kravitz from the 1992 album Vanessa Paradis. The music I'm talking over right now is a cover of Dido's Thank You. It's by the Vetements String Quartet, and boy, I love that song, Thank You, but not technically from the 90s. I think that's early 2000s. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, leave feedback at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Just become a fan in Facebook. Why not do that, if nothing else? And tune in again in 2 weeks on September 19th for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.